no point in writing a speech. My three amigos on this side of the bed, you cover half of what I want to say. The four Avengers over this side, they pull the part and embarrass the other half. And then from the floor, the audience have forensically picked apart the carcass of what remained of my opening speech. So that's testimony to the subject and quality of the debate, and it's an honour to be here, even if I'm now completely adrift. I'm tempted to say thank you, Madam President, for the dinner and the flash and sit down again. I've got a few things I wanted to say. My family have got a good luck tradition. They say, read the question. Now, of course, that is because of exams. Read the question on the exam, but we also use it for driving tests, doctor's appointments, and job interviews. It got to a ridiculous stage during the London Marathon when my sister, at mile 20, running past, and we were going, read the question, Harry, read the question. So, of course, my mother today, she knew I was going to be here, she said, read the question. And I said to her, I have. And that's why I'm on this side of the debate, because I fear the supporters haven't quite read the question. They present loads of fascinating things about social media and activism, but they don't realise what a demanding question has been set, Madam Speaker. It's a very high bar. I really want to drink the social media Kool-Aid. I use it every day. But this proposition asks it to do too much. So what do I think social activism is? Well, it's not simply raising awareness. Several people have said that. You raise awareness of a Jesse J album. And Ms. Robinson cited the examples of brands and celebrities in the positive, but I think that's in many ways a negative. It's about establishing a consensus. That's what's been mentioned here today. New media raises awareness and provides a space for like-minded people to meet. But it's actually not particularly effective at persuading new people. Certainly no more effective than traditional media like literature and TV. Social media is too often an echo chamber. On Facebook, we only communicate with our friends who usually agree with us. And it's shocking how often we see dissident voices on political sites blocked. Sarah Palin, very bad at this. Nadine Dorries in the UK, also very bad at this, but it's not a phenomenon of the right. The left do it too. And Facebook's actually trying to enhance this process. They're doing algorithms now so that the people you like the most get foregrounded in your timeline. And I think a lot of polarisation in politics stems from this echo chamber where you're only being exposed to people who agree with you. Same with Twitter. Alexis Madrigal said that Twitter is an algorithm at which Twitter is a search engine in which I am the algorithm. I think that's true. So it helps us to connect, but read the question. Social activism is not the same as simply connecting. It's much more difficult. It's essential to repeat that social activism usually involved a project. We discussed that as well. It involves deciding what you believe is right and then campaigning for it to happen. A network of like-minded individuals, someone said. And social conservatives like Senator Bitter, sometimes you're suspicious of that, and actually you're right to be suspicious of it. It's a grand project we're all marching toward, but that's not the debate. We've spoken about the Arab Spring a lot, but I just don't think it makes the bar for very good social activism. It was a heady time, fantastic to see people take to the streets, and they use Facebook, yes, social media, speaking truth to power. But as Chris said, these revolutions were leaderless. There's no coherent strategy for what came after. The project was fuzzy. And if there was a project existing in the minds of the activists, they didn't get that above the noise. In Egypt, the progressive vanguard has been overtaken by the Islamists and so on from the old regime. The death of Gaddafi has exposed the collapse of rule of law in Libya. Syria is a bloodbath. 3 years ago, even with an organised opposition movement in Iran, with a clear figurehead, they even had a day in which to protest, Friday prayers. It was inspiring to watch, and what did we do? We I'll tell you what we did in the West. We turned our Twitter profile pictures green. That's what we did. And we spectated, and all the while in the streets of Tehran, they were being turned red by the blood of Neda Arbasoglu and her friends. So it's not social media inspires a revolutionary mob. It's not social media inspires an outburst. Read the question. It needs to be something more methodical than that. Social media, in a way, has changed culture. That's what a lot of people say, and that's true. But the lessons of social media, I think politicians have known anyway. I'll just quote to you a great tweet from a really impressive Palestinian social activist called Yeshua, and he says, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." Hashtag sermon, hashtag mount. 54 characters. And what Jesus and others realise, if you want your message to be remembered, it has to be short and pithy. Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. 69 characters. And if your political programme is so verbose that it can only be written on scrolls in the Library of Alexandria, then you're destined to obscurity. Virgil would have had a Twitter feed. Socrates would have had a Twitter feed. It's a note-taking technology. It's much faster, Ben, you're right. But I don't think speed is enough for a reinvention. It's disruptive, but I don't think that's enough. We mentioned these big online campaigns like Move On, Obama, Blue State Digital, Avaaz, Change, 38 Degrees in the UK. And they're making a science out of campaigning. They're really good at segmenting and targeting their audience. But they've got a dirty secret, which Mark let slip a little bit earlier. An insight that Karl Rove and the Republicans worked out in the year 2000. And that is email. Web 1.0. Campaigns, all of those in my own campaigning organisation, English Pen, get the most hits from emails. And what do they ask? Someone said earlier, give us money, sign a petition, write your MP or senator. That's the same campaign acts that got slavery abolished and got votes for women. It's not a reinvention of anything. So I picked down, I've said read the question, pick on all the semantics of the debate. And there's a final word in the proposition, which is has. The past tense. I don't think it has, but I think it could. What could it look like? Peer-to-peer social networking, where we're actually campaigning to change the mind of our friends. A Facebook that, where instead of having friends, you have enemies who you talk to. Read the question, it has not happened yet. I'm at time now, so I'll just tell you why I'm being so picky. The Oxford Union and this institution is a very influential place. The people who will change the world and be the leaders of activism and politics and business and media in the future are in this room. And I can't let you get away with the idea that you can change the world with a Twitter and a Facebook page. You need to get on your feet, you need to get out there. You need to take your time, you need to talk to people, and the projects you start will not be finished in your lifetime. But that's okay. You can do it. Good luck.